Our readings this weekend have a very wide theme, fear, different types of fear. And each of us, I think, we need to face what we are feared. First, I want to share one from as a younger child of something I was terrified for, and it happened. We lived in McGregor, Minnesota. It was kind of kitty corner to our high school and elementary school, a nice perfect playground. And I'd always go out there and play on the playground. And somewhere, I don't even know what door it was because I can't remember everything there, but there was this bad dog. It was a brutal dog. And I remember I'd have to get off the playground to sprint to the door in the fence around the whole property and shut the door before this dog was going to catch me. Now, one time, seriously, I was running and the dog got me, just tackled me. Now, as I was a little child, you know, I was terrified, scared. I was scared for dogs for many, many years. But then, as a little child, you know, this beast of this animal coming on, this monster that tackles me, and then I was scared for dogs for, again, many years. Now, you have to walk through that, and as I come up as an adult, I remember it was a couple years ago in the winter, faith formation was going on, and I was actually running outside, and a dog bit my calf. And they asked afterwards, "Well, Father, did you cry?" I said, "No, I used to be scared with dogs, but now I'm kind of an adult and learning these things about how you go against your own fear." So I want to think about our fears, and there's a lot of different levels of fear. You know, look on the internet, the fear of people. I mean, just from the small, quote unquote, small to some that are terrifying for others, and then getting into like a whole different part of life. Like, those, I won't have hands raised right now, but I know some people here are terrifying of bats. Bats fear them. And they fly in here sometimes. Or snakes. Remember Grandma Betty, decades ago, I used to hide a snake and she almost had a heart attack when you see a fake snake. Or robbers. You know, who's gonna be the person that comes in and steals things? One of the worst I've heard is public speaking. Most people are actually more scared about speaking publicly than death itself. What death is can be scary, right? Now, if you look into our spiritual lives, think about the sins that we all have done. That it is scary after we do a bad decision in our mind, our body, in our soul. Or if we think about, you know, May was for mental illness month. That how many people here, I mean, there's millions of people in our country that have some type of things that is hard and is scary. Like a depression. I mean, think about suicide things in our country. Or obsessive compulsive. There are a lot of ways we can be scared or fear of something. So this weekend, as we heard those words several times of fear or terrifying, scared in our Bible today, I just want a few thoughts on what we do with these things that can fear us. Now first, I go to the mind. Let's think about our mind. God has given us so many good gifts to help our minds. I mean, I know I just went through it with a surgery on my brain. That had every level, medicine, counselor, therapy, psychologists. Again, I'm not one of them. But know that God has given those gifts to us. And bring that out to a friend, our loved ones, our parents, to be helped. And to know that that's why we have a Catholic Church too. That's why we have a family. To walk with each other that are in a fearful time. That you're not by yourself. That you're with God. And we have physical and spiritual ways to help with that. So just think about our minds and the ways we can just be terrified of something. That no, don't stay in your own little shelf. But come out with the Lord. And then the second is God Himself. And I think the first and second come together. I mean, God has given us our body. Again, our mind, our body, and soul. And He is here for us. He's finding us before we can find God. When we're in the terrible time, know that He's with us. He gave His word to us, and we listen to them over and over in the Gospels today. So a few to keep on in your back pockets. In Jeremiah, "But the Lord was with me like a mighty champion." And if you're scared on something, think of that. God is a mighty champion. That's a good prayer to keep in our mind. Or Jesus said to His disciples, "Fear no one." Fear no one. Why could He say that? Well, because He was a human. He died. He went against everything we can experience in our lives. Fear no one. And in the same gospel, "So do not be afraid." Do not be afraid. I loved what Jesus was telling His apostles and disciples about how you can walk through with me through scary things. Quote, "What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. In your mind, bring it in the light of our church, our family, and Jesus. Bring the light of our sins to bring it back for forgiveness. Bring it back into the light when we need a doctor, God, or the sacraments. Always come with our Lord." Finally, I absolutely love it. It's one of my favorite verses for when you're fear or weak about something. It's from St. Paul, 2 Corinthians 12:7-10. "And to keep me from being too elated by the abundance of revelations, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from being too elated. 3 times I besought the Lord about this, that it should leave me. He," or God, "said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. For when I am weak, then I am strong.'" Face the fear with our Savior and our champion.